This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelfat. President Vladimir Putin has ordered Russian nuclear forces on high alert amid tensions with the West over his invasion of Ukraine. The order means President Putin wants Russia's nuclear weapons prepared for increased readiness to launch. The move by Russian leader prompted the UN Security Council to vote in favor of holding an emergency session on Monday. Following the vote for a rare UN special session, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said Russia is under no threat from NATO. This is another escalatory and unnecessary step that threatens us all. Speaking with reporters, Ukraine's UN ambassador, Serhiy Kislytsa, says Ukraine will not give up and Russia will be held accountable for its actions.
As the Ukrainian people continue to bravely stand against Russian aggression, Russia's lies will be exposed and Russia's contempt for international law will be confirmed. Ukraine will bring Russia to account.
The drastic move from Russia, coming in the face of a barrage of Western reprisals for his war on Ukraine. Ukraine says it has repelled Russian ground forces attacking its biggest cities. The biggest assault on a European state since World War II was not producing rapid victories, but instead generating a far-reaching and concerted Western response. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky agreed to send a delegation to the Belarus border to start peace talks with Russia without preconditions. Earlier, Zelensky had said he would enter peace talks with Russia, but ruled out meeting within the Belarus border. This is VOA News. Russian troops continued to battle Ukrainian defense forces and citizen soldiers for control of Kyiv, the capital, and other cities Sunday. To date, Russia has only sent in about two-thirds of the more than 150,000 Russian troops it had deployed around Ukraine, according to a senior U.S. defense official speaking to reporters on Sunday. The senior defense official said it appears that Russia did not anticipate the level of resistance from Ukraine and did not have a lot of experience with this type of complex operation. The Russian ruble plunged nearly 20% to a new record low versus the dollar on Monday in early Asian trade. The drop after Western nations Saturday unveiled harsh sanctions, including blocking some banks from the SWIFT international payment system. As missiles fell on Ukrainian cities, nearly 400,000 civilians have fled into neighboring countries. Those escaping are mainly women and children, as men of a certain age have been required to stay back and fight. Hundreds were stranded in Kyiv on Sunday, waiting for trains to take them west, away from the fighting. The capital remained in Ukrainian government hands, with President Zelensky rallying his people daily, despite Russian shelling of civilian infrastructure. Russian protesters took to the streets on day four of nationwide anti-war demonstrations. Here's AP correspondent Naomi Shannon.
Across Russia, anti-war activists continue to protest the invasion of Ukraine. That came after President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian nuclear deterrent to be put on high alert. Chanting "No to War," hundreds of protesters gather in St. Petersburg on day four of peaceful protests held in the city center. Police in riot gear grab protesters and drag some to police vans for arrest. According to the OVD Info Rights Group, police had detained more than 350 Russians in 32 cities over anti-war demonstrations by Sunday afternoon. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Police in the U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, are searching for suspects after 14 people were shot during a party at a Las Vegas hookah lounge. The search was still ongoing Sunday, a day after one man died and two others were critically wounded in the shooting. Detectives believe two suspects exchanged gunfire and fled before police arrived early Saturday. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.